Calling Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
Pesticides can enter the body through the eyes, mouth, skin, nose, and lungs. Exposure to pesticides can lead to health problems, including cancer, loss of eyesight, impotence, miscarriage, and abnormal births. As such, these chemicals are to be stored, used, and disposed of properly. Stay with us to hear more about proper storage of pesticides and later, our Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjuey James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
No longer do you have to wait 24 hours if you suspect your child is missing. The minute you realize your child cannot be accounted for is the minute to make a report to the police at 119 or the OCR at 1-888-PROTECT. Be sure to have a recent photograph of good quality to assist with identifying the child. And remember, you have a duty to inform us if the child returns home. If you fail to do so, your child may not be able to access crucial services or travel overseas.
Pesticides are used by farmers to control and or get rid of farm pests and must be stored in the safest manner. The process begins prior to purchase. A safe storage area should be identified to house the pesticide even before it is acquired.
Simply because chemicals are harmful. Anything that will kill a pest potentially can cause damage to a human being or other unintended useful things around the home, and therefore pesticides and other harmful chemicals need to be stored properly and disposed of properly.
Head of the Pesticides Control Authority in the Ministry of Health, Michael Ramsey. Don't buy more pesticide than you will need.
We encourage anybody who is purchasing chemicals, pesticides, to only purchase what they are going to need for the upcoming spray.
Lengthy storage can pose health and environmental risks. It can result in the deterioration of the container and lead to leakage. This can then contaminate the surroundings or the person handling the container. The active ingredients can break down over time and will therefore make the pesticide less effective in controlling pests. Some active ingredients break down to substances that are more toxic than the original and pose greater risk. Do not store pesticides in the kitchen cupboard.
All chemicals should be stored out of the house if possible, but certainly not in the kitchen cupboard. So it must be far away from food. And also, if there are children around, it needs to be locked away where they can't reach it.
Do not store pesticide in drink bottles. Simple, effective, inexpensive storage is recommended.
There's specific guidelines how to store chemicals at the farm level or in the dedicated areas. Farmers are generally aware that, first of all, it has to be stored in the areas which are not prone to flooding. Second, it has to be locked away and properly labeled. We also recommend to the farmers use very simple, inexpensive methods of storage. You don't need to be very, elaborate or fancy. You can use just maybe old shelf of refrigerator or old filing cabinet or just simply wooden box.
Acting Principal Director of Technical Services, Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA, Marina Young. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. You can't take medicine for somebody else. Translation, you cannot take medicine for someone else. Do you know what this means? Find out when we return.
The panic button on the Stay Alert mobile app is programmed to respond once a stress-related request is detected. Do not press the button unless it's for a police-related emergency. A message from the Jamaica Information Service.
The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, everyone must expect to shoulder their responsibility. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. I'm Anjuey James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.